Mountain biking is a recent trend that I've really gotten into. I really enjoy being able to go down secluded paths, and not hiking and having to walk all the time is a plus as well too. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. Today I'm going to be sharing some allegedly true, and creepy as hell, mountain biking horror stories. As I said a second ago, I recently started mountain biking myself, so these stories are going to creep me out, I'm sure. As always, if you have a story that you would like to share, whether it's a mountain biking story or something else, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. Now, without further ado, let's get into these allegedly true and creepy mountain biking horror stories that'll keep you up tonight. About 15 years ago, I lived in Sulphur, Oklahoma. My playground, the Chickasaw National Recreation Area. I loved that park so much. I rode more miles on my bike there than anywhere else. I have walked nearly every trail and rode every road possible. Every day, I would ride my mountain bike up and down the trails and would be home by nightfall most days. One night, however, I had ridden out a bit further than usual. On my way back, however, I decided to ride the trail from an area known as Buffalo Springs, where they have live buffalo roam and there is a large spring and fountain there for everyone to enjoy. As I was riding back, I knew the end of the trail was coming up, and I would have to cross a stone bridge across the creek, then up the road to my house. It was dark at this time, and all I had to use to see was the full moon. I was maybe a few hundred yards from it when I got a sharp pain in my left thigh. I stopped and looked around to see what just hit me. Then I heard a noise sounding like something hitting the ground, hard in front of me. There was a rock about the size of a baseball rolling across the trail. Me, being confused, starts to look up the side of this hill. Just as I start to turn my head to look, I almost fall off my bike when another rock comes flying down the hill, hitting my front wheel. I finally have my eyes adjusted to look as someone, very tall and dark, and covered in hair at the top of the hill, throwing things at me and screaming. I yelled I had a cell phone and was going to call the police. I did not actually have one, as I did not have a cell phone to my name yet. I was apparently not old enough. This seemed to have made it angry. He started charging down the hill at me. I, for obvious reasons, got on my bike and took off. Just as I crossed the bridge, I heard a huge splashing noise in the creek, and seen it was a large rock that had been thrown. I was in the clear to home, but was frightened all the way there. I went to the ranger station later the next morning, and told a park ranger I knew that there is something crazy happening out here. And after I told him my story, he says, "So you were attacked by Bigfoot," snidely laughing. I do not know what it was, but something was trying to hurt me out there. Okay, Justin, if I have any more Bigfoot, I'll let you know what we get. I just said fine and left. The very next week, I was riding in the daylight when a park ranger pulled up next to me and said for me to get in. I asked why, and he said he needed to show me something. We headed to the police department in town. Before we got out of the car, he turns to me and says, "Justin, I must give you an apology. I will be honest that I did not believe you when you told me that story of you being attacked. However, it has come to my attention that a couple was out in the same area last night and was attacked in the same way, saying they had seen a large, hairy creature throwing rocks and sticks at them and screaming. Subsequently, they called the police, and they came out with some of the other rangers, including myself, and I immediately thought what you told me. When we arrived and started up the hill, sure enough, we were having rocks and things thrown at us, guns drawn and yelling, two officers tackled a man to the ground. He was 6'5", tall, naked, covered in mud, and had long hair and a large beard. He had escaped from a veteran center across Veterans Lake, apparently. I guess he thought he was back in Vietnam and he was trying to take out the enemy. The park ranger said I was lucky because he was trying to kill me. We went inside, so I could give the police my statement as to what had happened. They had him sent to a more secure facility somewhere else. To this day, I still get shivers when I hike or ride my bike on that trail, and I always keep my eyes on the top ridge. I am a woman in my 40s, and happy to say that there have been very few times in my life that I have felt scared enough to fear for my life. I was just thinking about this incident, which happened about 10 years ago now. It still sends chills up my spine and forever changed my attitude about exploring trails alone. I am from Northern California and was an avid mountain biker. I used to be so addicted to the adrenaline rush that I would ride almost every single day, and usually alone. My favorite trail was Tama Rancho in Marin County's town of Fairfax. The trail was designed for mountain bikers, so it was a great ride, and hikers tended to avoid it. If you are familiar with the trail, you know that it is quite remote and peaceful, but because it was an advanced riding trail, it was also empty most of the time. I would often complete my 2-hour ride without encountering another soul. That was part of the trail's beauty, but what also made this experience extra scary for me. I had been riding for more than an hour when I came around a bend and saw a hiker coming up the trail. He was the first person I had seen that day, and I was surprised it was not another biker, but instead the rare hiker. I started to slow down so we could pass, but he stepped off the trail for me. He stood behind a tree, with his head just poking out to watch me pass. As I got closer, I said thank you and smiled at him. And then I saw his eyes. The best word I can use to describe them is dead. They were dark, empty, but somehow angry. There was just something not right about the guy, and I immediately got a bad vibe about my situation. Just past this guy, I had to enter a section of switchbacks, S-curves used to traverse a steep hill, before reaching a long stretch of straightaway trail. As I entered the first switchback, I suddenly heard something thrashing down the hill toward me. I just knew, in my heart of hearts, that this man was running straight toward me. I never once turned my head to look at him, but instead focused extremely hard on my riding, trying to get through the switchbacks as fast as possible without falling. All the while, the thrashing continued through each switchback and always straight toward me. When I exited the last switchback, I hit that stretch of straightaway and rode like hell. The thrashing sound faded as I got further and further away from the switchbacks, and I never looked back. I was still at least 15 minutes from the trailhead and scared to death, but I can tell you that I made it off that trail in record time and never once fell off my bike, and I never passed another person on the remainder of the trail. I am still freaked out by that incident, and I've tried over the years to come up with explanations to ease my fear. Maybe the guy fell off the trail and tumbled down the hill, but that is not possible because the trail on the first switchback would have stopped his fall. He also never made a sound, and falling people tend to grunt, moan, scream, or something. The thrashing sound kept changing directions, always heading right toward me. I also tried to convince myself it was a deer, but it was not possible either. The brush was not high enough to hide a large animal. I would have seen it as I made the turn. The creepy man would have passed it first and already scared it off, and scared animals do not tend to run toward the thing they fear. Therefore, I am absolutely convinced that I narrowly escaped an awfully bad situation and will always be grateful that my writing skills were good enough to outrun the guy. And I was lucky enough to come across him on a downhill path rather than a steep climb. I never returned to that trail because I was just too freaked out by it. I would still ride alone, but always in a more populated place. I now own a collapsible police baton about the size of a bike pump that I can use and strap to my bike. I have spent hundreds of hours on that trail alone, but one creepy guy and a scary incident changed my riding behavior forever. I have honestly never been so scared in my life. I live in the city, and sometimes I like to ride my mountain bike to other towns, or just on some forest roads as a hobby. I was returning from a 30-kilometer trip, 10 kilometers away from my city, when I passed a town on a road that leads through some vineyards. This is near a lake, so reed is also common here. The marsh sometimes goes 1 foot close to the narrow road on the right side. Cars generally avoid this road because it is in fairly bad shape, and you cannot see a soul until you reach the next town. By the time it is almost dark, I got to a T intersection. Going straight will lead to a small town, a sharp turn another town, then my city. The road from the border of the town is well lit all the way, but since it goes around the mountain, it is such a long road. So I have chosen the shortcut, switched on my lights, and turned left. It was a bit harder to ride because it was steeper, so I was kind of slow. A few minutes later, I arrive at the border of the forest. My front lights are faint, but then it goes out. I had this happen to me very often. Near the end of my other trips, sometimes I used the moonlight for orientation. Since we do not have any large animals out here besides foxes, deer, and wild boars, I continue without much worry. The trees are tall, and it is completely dark. I put my red tail light to the front. Strangely, I can smell a sparse odor that I have never smelled before here. I cannot really identify it. Suddenly, I hear what sounds like a scream. Some very weird scream. I stop and I listen. I hear it again and freak out a bit since it sounds like a scream of a child. I freeze for a few seconds. The scream returns periodically, and slowly I conclude that this is not a human, but probably a young owl screaming for food or something. I did not know that owls could produce a scream so human-like. I calm myself and ride on. I can still hear the scream in the distance. When I pass, silence returns. The only sound I can hear is some wind among the leaves. Approximately 10 minutes later, I hear a few branches breaking in a quiet growl. Instantly on my left side, the whole bush starts moving and shaking wildly. The taillight is not much of any help, but I saw the movement. I was panicking so much that I pulled the front of the bike in the air like crazy, turned it 180 degrees, the wheel slammed down, and I started to tread on the pedals like I never have before. There are small, quick tapping sounds on the asphalt behind me. Luckily, I am now going downhill, so I get back to the intersection fast. I pass the town, then arrive home at 10 p.m. Before going to bed, I scold myself for being a coward because it was probably just a bird or a deer. About a week later, I am watching the news and they are mentioning the name of my city. They talk about two girls who made an amateur video on a farm between the two towns near the forest where I had been. The farm contained 100 dogs in various shapes. Most of them were in an enclosed area starving, dead, or cannibalizing each other. At least 12 of them roamed free, but the girls kept their distance and called the police immediately, so they were not hurt. The police later found a well filled with the liquefied corpses of 50 dogs. According to them, The stench was unbearable and was smelt even hundreds of meters away. The owner got a suspended sentence in 2006, banned from breeding dogs, and got all of his dogs confiscated. Some of them were sent to vets and got adopted. My name is Luke, and I am now 20 years old. This story happened to me when I was 17. This experience still gives me chills to this day. In May 2017, I found myself going out a lot more on my mountain bike. I was getting bored of cruising around the streets, so I wanted to go out for a trail, woodland bike ride. I have never been to Lee Woods before then. Personally, I do not think I will ever go alone again. After some research into different areas, Lee Woods seemed to be the best bet. Living only a couple of miles away was a nice bike ride. On arriving, it looked very peaceful, and I was almost in a dreamlike state by my first look at the place. For a woodland area in England, let alone Bristol, it was amazing. On going into the woods, I remembered seeing different colors at the start of each trail, signifying difficulty for bikers and length for walkers. Don't take my word on that bit, I still have no clue what they mean, honestly. So I decided to go down the blue-colored trail to see what was down there. Finding it exciting, I decided to go down the harder trail, and now, here's where it starts to get weird. I began having this weird sort of vision looking around as if I'm being swallowed by the woodland. Everything felt like it was getting bigger and further away. I brushed it off, but it turns out I lost track of time. I got lost in the trail. Now keep in mind I am very observant and aware of my surroundings. I then came to a strange opening. I could go left in the rough direction of the way out or right deeper into the woods. Me being me, I decided to go deeper into the woods. I came to a weird little trail that just had dodgy written all over it. Metaphorically speaking, I went against my gut feeling of turning back and went down there. I came to a point of which the trail continued, but it was getting very dangerous, the trail being too bumpy for me to even walk down. I then turned back, but for a few minutes before turning back, I do not know why, but I was just standing still, staring down the trail. I felt like I was being watched from all angles, even though it would be near impossible to have that many eyes surrounding me in that area. I got nervous and began walking back up the hill as I was too tired to ride at this point. Keep in mind, my bike tires are completely solid, with no punctures, slow punctures, or even anything wrong at all. I wish I still had the pictures of the bike. Upon getting back to the spot where I originally went to the trail, that weird loss of time thing began. It felt as if the whole path had stretched by a half a mile, as if the woodland was moving. I begin walking up the path feeling that same eerie sensation of being watched as I did beforehand. This time, it felt a bit more sinister. It felt as if something were about to happen. Bearing in mind, I had not seen a single person now since I went down that first trail. I will explain the scenery before continuing. It is a long path, a slightly steep hill to my left, a narrow river to my right, maybe 4 feet deep and 4 feet wide. Bushes are on the other side of the river, with the odd tree every now and then. Upon getting about a quarter of the way up the slowly inclining path, I hear a woman crying behind a tree up ahead. I start slowing down my walking pace to try and get a look behind the tree. But the whole time I am thinking to myself, why would someone jump across to cry behind a tree? So I edge closer to the river to look behind to see if the person is okay. Also because many people go to Lee Woods to commit suicide, so I was hoping that maybe I could help this person. But you guessed it, there is no one there and the crying stopped. A bit weirded out, I just slowly turned away and started walking again, a bit quicker as I was unnerved. I have had a few paranormal experiences before this, but not in a place like this, never in the woods. Usually it was in a house or some sort of building, so this was new to me. I had this sudden shiver as I was walking. Maybe a minute or so later, only a couple of meters away where I heard the crying, it started again, but this time it was opposite of me across the river. I did not bother looking. I started just going again in a bit of a jog. As I got faster, I heard the bushes rustling, as if there was something following me. Upon hearing this, I sped up and the crying became more and more hysterical. Bear in mind, my bike was fine before this moment in time. I have thought to myself, F this, I am gone. I try to hop on my bike with the adrenaline that was rushing through me, and I come to an almost sudden stop. My back tire on my bike had become completely flat out of nowhere, so I had no other choice but to sprint with my bike and pray for the best, and that I do not trip or end up having to throw it and run faster. With the crying person still close to me and keeping up, I am running faster and faster, praying I just get off this path that I was on. I had that feeling of wanting to cry because I could not actually do anything to help the situation or get out of it any faster. And after what felt like an hour, but was probably only 5 or 10 minutes, I could see the car park. The crying had stopped following me and getting closer, and started moving back down to where I first heard it. I sprinted out into the car park. I must have been as white as a sheet of paper and hysterical with my breathing and wheezing, as multiple people in the car park turned to look at me like I was crazy. I saw the exit sign out of the car park and ran towards it, and, whilst doing so, I noticed my bike to be moving a lot smoother. I could not believe that my bike tire had suddenly regained all of its air. It was solid again, as it was before the unnerving crying person shenanigans. I jumped on my bike and got away from Lee Woods as fast as I could, and have never gone back, as every person I tell this story becomes more reluctant to go there with me. The thing that makes this story so scary to me is I have Irish heritage. In Irish folklore, there is a demon that we call the Banshee. She is seen in woodlands next to rivers and lakes washing blood off clothes. It is said that if you see her washing blood off clothes, the person who owns those clothes will die. Alternatively, if you hear her crying, it means death. I cannot remember the meanings exactly of the deaths, but it means either you or a loved one will die. Since 2017, I have lost my auntie, two of my best friends, and a dog. Lee Woods is no joke. There are many stories that have come out of Lee Woods, too. You can read online about them. Search up Lee Woods, L-E-I-G-H. It is rated 87th most haunted place in the UK, according to Higgypop. It is a popular spot in Bristol for suicides, or it was at least. Even the ghost of Isambard Kingdom Brunel has been spotted there, looking over the suspension bridge, which he designed. I may submit some more stories soon, as I have a couple of more experiences I have had over the years. I grew up in Long Island, in a town called Kings Park. We had quite a few spots of dense woods and trails, but they were rather small, just a few hundred acres, and nothing in comparison to rural or mountain areas. They were awfully close to my house. There were 2 wooded areas, and so I would go to them nearly every single day from an incredibly young age. I very specifically remember visiting one of these spots on a clear day. I was incredibly young. I do not know why no one was watching me at the time, but I only had a single parent. This day I went deeper into the woods than I ever have before. I can remember feeling what I now know was trepidation as I slowly got farther into the woods. A very natural feeling for anyone in that situation, especially a child. I want to pause for a moment and share that I never believe people when they tell stories of paranormal experiences, and I always write them off as whatever, because I have experienced nothing like that throughout my life. However, I have had a few experiences recently, though, that have stuck with me, and there were a few from childhood. I just really need to get them off my chest, so I will finish this story, and I am not looking for trust, just to release myself from this. I continued through the woods until I came across a house. I remember that I was approaching it from the back and side, and I figured the front door must be on the other side of the home. I remember recognizing that it was, of course, an old house. As an adult now, I can place the architecture between the 1700s and the 1800s, and that would not be too old for the area. I remember the windows were dark, there was no light coming from inside, and the glass was rather intact. There was a fireplace that I would say I recall being made of stone, and, of course, the various random plants of the woods were overgrown around it, but not taking over the house entirely. The structure was not entirely clean, not maintained very well, not groomed, but at the same time, it seemed approachable and habitable. I was a curious, courageous, and rather adventurous kid, so I wanted to explore and enter the house, but I felt strongly compelled to leave quickly. It gets darker faster in heavy woods, and the light was fading, so I ran, and I ran through the woods to the street, and I kept going for a few blocks until I felt the feeling of being chased leave me. For a few years, I was afraid of those woods, and I never went more than just a few feet until I was a teenager. Once, a few friends and I went up in there to smoke weed. Another time, a girlfriend and I entered the trails from the opposite side of the woods. We drove her SUV off-road a little bit before turning around, but neither time did I go far enough in to see the house, and I was conscious of that. In my late 20s, I bought a new mountain bike. The woods were still there, trails untouched and had been there, and no development or culling of the woods had really ever taken place. I was out for a ride one day, and I got the thought to go back into those woods and find that house. So I did. It was a bright, beautiful day, early spring, and I went into the woods. I felt odd as I went deeper and deeper. Eventually, I got to the side, I went back through it, around it, and I investigated every inch of it. There were heavily beaten trails everywhere, jumps for bikes, etc. No house. Not even a footprint to where it could have stood. No ruins, no signs of trees being removed for trucks to come in and demolish the building. Nothing. It was like it never existed at all. The woods are not that large. You can ride around it on a mountain bike in minutes. It is big enough to feel alone. Small enough not to get lost. I found nothing. So I carry with me the delusion of being a child and clearly seeing this house, feeling the fear of it, feeling watched from the inside, running from it, feeling chased and to return to find no evidence that it ever existed. I have the coordinates for you to plug into Google Earth so you can see the woods. The woods are bordered by highways and neighborhoods. None of them are new, and all predate even my own existence on this planet. The house I saw was deep in the woods, surrounded by nothing but trees and weeds. No streets, nothing. So how could it just disappear? Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true mountain biking horror stories. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. If you're listening on iTunes or another platform, please be sure to give this a 5-star rating, as that helps me out a lot as well. If you're new to the channel, why not join the swamp? Be sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it be a mountain biking story or something completely different, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that truly help keep this show going on a daily basis. Down in the comments below, I'd love to know what story was your favorite tonight. I'd have to say, being chased by some random guy on a secluded trail might be the one that creeped me out. Just hauling ass down through these switchbacks. I don't know if you guys have ever gone down switchbacks. Maybe Google it if you're not aware. It's really hard to ride that, let alone run down it. So if you can just imagine this guy flying down over these dunes at you, sounds terrifying to me. Anyways, if you guys are on the go and don't have YouTube Premium, but still want to listen to your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories no matter where you are, you can download them absolutely free from iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. And like I said, it's absolutely free and always will be. If you want to support the show outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, maybe check out the merch store. I have everything from face masks, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. You can find the link to do so in the description. Thanks as always, guys. I'll see you soon with another creepy video.